Proverbs 11:17 says, "The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh." Now, this proverb presents a clear choice. A man can be merciful or he can be cruel. And that may seem like two extremes, and you might think there's some gray area in between. But I believe this is speaking to those instances where the choices are down to this. You can either show mercy or not. And if you don't, then it's simply cruel. "He that is cruel troubleth his own flesh." When we read of the Old Testament saints as described in what we call the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11, there are descriptions of miraculous deliverances, military victories, and even resurrections from the dead. But then there were also many who were tortured, stoned, sawn asunder, etc. And as described in verse 36, "And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings." Jesus himself was cruelly mocked, as we're told in Matthew 27:29. "And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!'" Did you know there's information from ancient sources that claim that Pontius Pilate fell into ill health and eventually committed suicide after allowing Jesus to be so cruelly abused and crucified? You may recall Herod the Great, who had all the children under the age of 2 brutally murdered at the time of the birth of Christ, as told in Matthew 2:16. "Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men." It is universally agreed upon by historians that he then died a long, agonizing death where his intestines basically fell out of him. For some time he lingered in decay, and the smell was so bad that most people couldn't stand to be around him. It was as though his body was a corpse before it was even in the ground. It became known as Herod's Evil. You talk about a literal fulfillment of Proverbs 11:17. "He that is cruel troubleth his own flesh." Then there's Herod the Great's grandson, Herod Agrippa. He suffered a similar death after his cruel treatment of the apostles, having the apostle James and others murdered. We're told about all this in Acts chapter 12. He then gave a speech, and the people began proclaiming that he was a god. And that's when the true God responded, and it says in Acts 12:23, "And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost." Again, what a literal fulfillment of our proverb, "He that is cruel troubleth his own flesh." But most of the time this proverb plays out in less dramatic fashion. There are scientific studies that have shown that people who are given over to hatred and cruelty suffer from deterioration of their physical health. Their flesh is troubled. But contrary to the myth of modern psychology, the brain is a physical organ, and many of today's so-called mental illnesses are actually brain illnesses. And I believe the Bible and real science bear out the fact that those who are cruel suffer brain damage. How many of the world's cruel kings, emperors, and dictators have fallen into states of madness? Sadly, some become even more cruel and deadly as a result. Men like Hitler, Stalin, and others ordered their obedient soldiers to kill, torture, and rape and pillage right up to their dying breath. But others just end their lives in misery after living lives of cruelty. It's one thing to be lonely like Noah for standing with God, because you still have God with you. But when a man or woman is lonely because of rebellion against God, then they're as lonely as a person can be. They don't even have God with them. It will leave them spiritually empty, mentally depressed, and physically weak and deteriorating. Be merciful as a child of God who has received His mercy by faith in His Son, the crucified, buried, risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Do that, and you won't trouble your own flesh. You certainly won't end up like Pontius Pilate or Herod the Great or his grandson.